Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today I want to talk about solving all of your problems. Yes, solving all of your problems. And I'm going to begin by telling you a story that's not a myth, but is reality. And you'll see that this story is replayed in everyone's life. Okay? And if you can grasp, if you can see just a little bit that the story is true, then it could be the beginning of a wonderful change in your life. Long time ago, Adam decided to, he wanted to go it alone. He thought, well, if I get a lot of education, advanced degrees, advanced knowledge, then I'll be able to judge good from evil. I'll be able to figure everything out on my own and do it without God. That's what he wanted. Okay? So he was ambitious. That's what he was. He was ambitious. And the serpent very cleverly appealed to Adam's ego and said, "Why don't you give it a try?" And so Adam did. He went for it. He liked the kind of word pictures that the serpent was painting, using clever words. He put ideas in Adam's mind and images about how great he could be if he had that degree. Why, if he had that master's degree or that bachelor's degree or got that certificate or something, why, that would really, really, he would really then have a lot of knowledge. See, even today you see people doing the same thing, or they think, well, if I just had some special knowledge about how to bet on the football games, you know, where I could win a lot of money, place bets and win money, and then I wouldn't have to work anymore. Plus, I could brag about it and lord it over everyone, and people would admire me and think how cool I was for having all this special knowledge. So people want special drug knowledge. See, they want to know all about drugs and marijuana and all the how to get high, see? Or they want gambling knowledge, or they want some kind of knowledge to lord it over other people, to have power, see? All right. So you see, there are sophisticated ones and not so sophisticated. But just about everyone falls into the trap. You may not be willfully ambitious, but they get to you by making you resentful. And by making you feel inferior, see, they tell you, well, if you don't get all this advanced knowledge, then you'll be dumb and all this kind of stuff, and so you fall into the trap. That's not to say that knowledge cannot be useful, because it can be. But it has to be used correctly, and it has to have understanding with it. Now, here's the important point, and that is that when Adam reached for the forbidden fruit and ate of it, that act, okay, caused his consciousness to change. Okay, he had a lowered consciousness. He fell away from his closeness to God. See, he knew God, intimately knew God. He was close to God. See, he walked with God. And he could have lived the most wonderful life, a life of adventure, a life of yes, wonderful adventure like Star Trek. But instead, he fell away from God and his consciousness lowered. He basically fell into a hypnotic state of mind. When you're in a hypnotic state of mind, you fall away from reality. See, you fall into a psychotic state of mind and you fail to do reality checks. And then you can no longer discern good from evil. Now you have to make judgments. That's what's happened to us all, and that's the reason for all of your problems. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Yes, you must listen to this program again. You can go to the radio archives at SheddingShackles.com. Listen to the program again. That spot that I just made was actually very good. I wish I had introduced it. I have such little time. I only have 15 minutes. See, I buy the airtime. This is a labor of love for me. I'm trying to help you. But very few people are responding. Very few. Very few. People think they already know. They think they already have the answers, or they have the source. See, so they study, and they go to the experts, and they think they have the answers. But you take a look at people's lives and see how they're not improving. They're deteriorating. How is it that we can have all this super advanced knowledge and technology and everything, and yet people are more miserable than ever before? People are sicker than ever before. Families are falling apart. Everything's falling apart. So knowledge is not the answer, okay? No, understanding is the answer. But how do you get understanding? You have to refine the state of consciousness that you had before you fell. See, long time ago you fell. When you were a little child is when it began, and you couldn't help it. You were only a little child. And someone teased you, or someone was cruel to you and confused you. And they made you emotional, or they played on your heartstrings. They made you emotional. They made you upset. And you fell into a kind of a lower state of consciousness and emotionality. And it led to what? It led to emotionality, to sensuality, see, and to a falling away from the bright consciousness that you had when you were a little child. See, once upon a time you were happy and carefree, and you look forward to a day of discovery, but then something went wrong. Things began to change. Things got worse and worse, and you went to school, and there was lots of tease, and they forced knowledge upon you, and you either accepted it, hook, line, and sinker, or you rebelled against it. And either way, see, it robbed you of a discovery process. God wanted you to have a discovery process, but to have the discovery process, you have to refine the state of consciousness you had before you fell. Okay? And then you'll be close to your intuition, to what you know in your heart, close to the inner light from God. That's right, the inner light from God. And then that inner light, see, by remaining close to that inner light, then you can eventually get close to God, realize His presence. And so the meditation that I talked about, the very simple little meditation that I give away. See, I have a nice version that there's a small suggested donation for, but I also have a free version. I just give it away. It actually helps you to sit still and to refine the reality and to refine God's presence. And to refine a state of consciousness where you're not hypnotically caught up with things. See, the lower state of consciousness is the hypnotic conscious state of mind, where you get caught up in things, where your attention is captured. See, and where you're fed information and you accept it. See, you either accept it or rebel against it, but you can't really know for sure whether it's true or not. So you can be very easily misled. Very easily misled. So if your life is not working out, okay, If you have health issues and relationship issues and financial issues and emotional issues and all kinds of issues, maybe you're getting the wrong information. Or you're getting the technically correct information, but misused, see? Or the timing is off, too soon or too late, see? What you need is perfect knowledge, not imperfect. Now you make your judgments about where to go, what to do, about people and about things. You make imperfect judgments with imperfect knowledge. And the result is an imperfect life, see, with increasing errors, until finally, there's so many errors, see, that things fall apart. That's what happens to us at the end. We fall apart. So you need to refine the state of awareness where you can be close to perfect knowledge from God. Perfect knowledge. So now do you see why study can't save you? Even memorizing religious verses is not going to, can't save you. Okay? Education can't save you. Nothing can save you except the good Lord. And what do you need to be saved from? You need to be saved from this lower state of consciousness whereby you're separated from reality. You spend all your time lost in your imagination. You spend most of your time lost in thinking about what could have happened or what should have happened, or thinking about what you're going to do or what you want to happen or what she said or what he said. You're lost between your two ears in this fantasy world, this dream stream. And that's where you fell when you fell away from God's light a long time ago when you were upset. So now you need to return to your intuition again from God. And I'm here to help you. This is my mission, and I pay for the airtime. That's right. I'm doing it as a public service, so take advantage. Take advantage of this little window of opportunity. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Well, here I am again. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I hope you're enjoying it. If you're listening in Southern California, why, you're getting the whole half-hour program, which is very good for you. Okay. And you folks in Southern California, you know, I'm on the air here in Palm Desert, Palm Springs, San Bernardino. You're not responding. So I don't know what your problem is, but you're not responding, and that's not good. It's not good that you're not responding. Not good for you. Because of where I'm coming from. See, I'm speaking to you from a state of consciousness that you once had a long time ago, or you were close to, let's put it that way, when you were a little child, before you were upset and emotionalized, before you fell into thinking. See, before you were teased and challenged. See? And before you were forced to study. See, all these things, tease, challenge, they make you angry, they make you emotional, they make you upset, make you resentful. And then study, forcing you to study. They get you lost in your mind, lost in your imagination, lost in your thinking. Okay? And you look to your thinking for answers. But what comes to you from your thinking is something that is spoon-fed to you from the outside. You think it's your own thinking, but it comes from the outside. And I don't have time to go into all the details of it now. If you're interested in that state of mind, you can go to YouTube and watch some of the demonstrations of stage hypnosis. You'll see it happen there, and then look at your own life and ask yourself, why do I do dumb things? Why do I do the opposite of what I should do? Why do I buy the wrong thing? Why do I spend too much money? Why do I say the wrong thing? Why have I messed my life up? See? And why do other people, see, that seem to know what they're talking about, they tell me what to do, and then I do it, and then I'm worse off. See, could it be that this lowered state of consciousness that I'm talking about, could it be that's a hypnotic state, that you are in a hypnotic state and you don't even realize it, and you've fallen away from the bright consciousness that you once had? See, people like Abraham, Enoch, Elijah, Jeremiah, okay, David, Isaiah, Paul, Christ, see, they weren't lost in their thinking all the time, lost in their fantasy world. They loved reality. They walked with God. They had an intimate acquaintanceship with God. That's what Christ once said. He said a very interesting thing. He said, this is eternal life. This was when he was praying to the Father. I think it was John 17, the Gospel of John, chapter 17. He's praying to the Father. And he said, this is eternal life, that they know you, and that they know that you sent me. See? When he said, know you, they mean to have intimate acquaintanceship with you, intimate knowledge. See, that's the way we were meant to be. We humans, God made us for a very, very special reason. He made the whole creation, everything that you see out there, the universe, the earth, the sun, the stars, and then all the plants and animals and all of nature and all of science. The oceans and the mountains, you see all of that. He created all of that, he made all the animals and plants and everything, but then he made humans. And humans was his most personal expression. We were meant to walk with God, see, to know him and to love him. See, to know him and to love him. And to discover of him and of his great world that he made and of his genius and discover of his creativity. But you know, all of the mess that has happened to the human race since they fell, and what has happened to you since you fell, when you became emotional, when you became resentful, when you resented your dad and your mom and other kids for teasing you, and when you resented other people, see, when you didn't get your way and you became resentful, judgmental, and then you encountered people and they didn't have love for you, so you judged them, and now you judge everyone. But all of the, so you've because of that, because of this very low state of consciousness, you've fallen into a lot of troubles. But that could have a bright side, because perhaps now you can learn of God's mercy and of his forgiveness and of his kindness. Hello, this is Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. I hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues, like unhappiness, negative thoughts, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. Visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at sheddingshackles.com. Yes, life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn, stop resenting other people, and to refine a quiet state of consciousness whereby you can come close to God and realize your errors in the light of His goodness, and regret your errors and realize your errors in the light of His forgiveness and His kindness. See, how sweet that would be. Read the prodigal son, the parable of the prodigal son. Just imagine that you're the prodigal son or prodigal daughter, and that your father is your heavenly father. See, these concepts like father, for example, see, these are not just out of nowhere concepts. They're created by God. He created fatherhood. See, He created it. See, and you are should be his personal expression, but you're not anymore. Because since you fell away from Him, see, you became adapted. It's a trauma, basically. Every falling away is a trauma. Every shock, every resentment, see, every reaching away from what you know is right in your heart for some personal advantage or to escape from truth. See, that even that is a trauma. And so you fell into trauma, and then what happened? You changed. See, trauma is change. You changed. You began to adapt to the world, and error came in. Error came into your thoughts, your beliefs, your being. Even the very cells of your body, error worked its way in, and you began to it, and you adapted. Instead of being in the close to God in the perfect pattern, see, the perfect pattern for your existence, error, perfect. Without error. Instead, you fell away from that pattern, and you fell to another pattern from the outside, and you began to change and adapt, and errors crept in. And now you look in the mirror, and now look at your state of mind, see, in your state of life. They have the State of the Union message every year, right? Well, how about the state of your life? See, remember they used to have a program on television called This Is Your Life, and a fellow would come up, and back then people hadn't fallen as far as they have today, so it was usually a lot of nice things. But today people have fallen very, very, very much. And so we have issues. And so what I would like is for you to not fall anymore, but to stop falling. Okay, and take a step back, maybe get the little meditation that I have. Not maybe, you should get it. See, but you won't. People won't. See, they don't see the best. See, you have the wrong. See, in our fallen state, your hypnotic state, away from the light, you don't see the benefit in what I'm saying. You know, where's the benefit? You know, if I said, hey, you make $1 million in 5 minutes, you know, flip houses and get rich, you know, hey, here's some new drink that'll make you high. Why, if I had something like that, why, people would be lined up. Thousands of them would be responding. See, if I was a good enough liar, if I was clever enough, why, they would line up for it. But here I have the simple truth. People don't see the benefit. They say, well, I don't know what he's talking about. See, their life is a mess. And all the what they've tried has not worked. But see, they don't respond to what would work. But anyway, what would work is, if you sincerely want to be a better person, not to prove anything to anyone and not for any special effect, but just because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you want to come clean, and you want the truth, and you want real answers, well, then the little meditation might help you to wake up. Might help you to wake up and smell the coffee and come back to reality, and then start to live anew, make a fresh start. You can, you know. There's no sin that's so great that sincere regret can't change things for the better. So you need God in your life. You've always struggled with your own issues. You've tried to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, but it doesn't work. You need someone to help lift you up. You need You need God in your life, but you don't know how to find him. See, you're too lost down in your daydream world right now. Your imagination and worries about the future and reliving the thinking about the past. You need to come up out of that, okay? Back up to the inner light from God and begin to see things as they are. And then you'll see that God doesn't judge you. He doesn't judge you. He wants you to be better, but he knows that right now you don't even see what your mistakes are. That's why you need God's light, so you can see what your mistake is, and you can say, oh, I see, okay? So, please, visit SheddingShackles.com and get started today, would you please? Hello, this is Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to SheddingShackles.com and click on My Relationships blog. You'll find dozens of articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationship. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit SheddingShackles.com. Those of you who are only getting the first 15 minutes, those of you in Kansas City and Omaha and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, well, you better go to SheddingShackles.com and listen to the whole program, because the second half was beautiful, exquisitely beautiful. And there could be clues there. In fact, there are for sure clues there that if you receive them properly, they could cause you to have a turnaround in your life and start really living instead of just existing. My name is Roland. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.